The Alaska Federation of Natives annual convention kicked off today at the new Dedina Convention Center in downtown Anchorage. The convention draws thousands of Alaska Natives from across the state. This year's theme is Reaching for the Stars, Native Aspirations for the 21st Century. APRN's Lori Townsend is at the convention, and she joins us now. Lori, how did the day begin?
Hi, Duncan. Well, the day started off with honoring of veterans. There was a tremendous procession of the Territorial Guard, Army, Marines, Navy, Coast Guard, and all these veterans. It was quite fun. All the veterans came through and just sort of streamed all the way through this enormous convention room. The Merchant Marines were also honored. They've just been recognized recently as veterans. And then we moved on after the colors were retired. We moved on to an honoring of Tlingit Elder Reverend Dr. Walter Sobeleff as he approaches being 100 years old in November. Then we heard addresses from AFN President Julie Kitka, Mayor Mark Begich, Fairbanks Mayor Whitaker. Governor Palin spoke by video, and Senator Lisa Murkowski was here.
So you've got all these elected officials who flock around. What did they have to say?
Well, the main message, the theme may be reaching for the stars, but the main message was energy and the energy crisis in rural Alaska. AFN President Julie Kitka said, Alaska is one of the richest states in the nation, and there's really no reason that these energy, law enforcement, and healthcare delivery problems aren't being more adequately addressed in rural Alaska. Mayor Whitaker spoke in very strong terms. He just had a very brief speech, but the main message of his talk was that we need to demand, he said, use the word demand, that the legislature use surplus funds to address this energy issue now. Governor Palin announced the creation of a new sub-cabinet comprised of state department commissioners, and they'll be looking at rural energy and the issue of out-migration that seems to be increasing lately. And Senator Murkowski, she talked a lot about people in villages paying 40% of their income for energy and how difficult it is for her to get people in Washington, D.C. to understand what that means. They just can't grasp it, she said. She said that although out-migration has been going on for a long time from the villages in Alaska, the indications are that it's increasing, and it's more out of necessity or lack of options rather than a choice. And she said no one should be forced to have to move.
Lori, I understand there was a veterans forum in the afternoon focusing on things like improving VA health care, delivery to veterans in rural Alaska. What did the delegates learn about that?
Well, Duncan, a lot of Alaskans may know that Alaska has the highest number of veterans per capita of any other state, and about 15% of them live in rural Alaska. There was a lot of talk about instituting new programs. One of them, Lieutenant General Craig Campbell with the State Military and Veterans Affairs Department, talked about a program that was developed in Minnesota called the Yellow Ribbon Program, and they're implementing that here in Alaska now, where returning vets check in for PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder examinations, and other psychological evaluations on a 30, 60, and 90-day schedule so that they keep reconnecting with veterans to see how's it going, how are you doing, are any problems cropping up, to see how people are doing in a more long-term sense rather than just a quick evaluation when they first come back. And there was a lot of conversation about collaborations between the VA and the IHS, the Indian Health Service. The VA only has clinics in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Kenai, and now soon they'll have clinics in Wasilla and Juneau. But there are IHS facilities in a lot of clinics IHS clinics in a lot of places in rural Alaska. And they're working on collaborative programs now where the IHS can address some of the veterans' needs at those clinics so that they don't have to always come into urban centers.
All right, Lori, what are the delegates going to be working on tomorrow?
Duncan, it will be more energy discussion. They'll be talking about what Native organizations are doing to address the crisis of fossil fuel costs. There'll be a panel on what federal and state and local governments can do to address it, and also looking at the impacts of the energy crisis on public facilities, and also a panel on renewable energy resources. Where are they, and how can they be developed? And there's also going to be some dancing and lots of other festivities. There's lots and lots of people here, and everyone's having a great time at the new convention center.
Always a full agenda. Thanks, Lori.
Thanks, Duncan.
APRN's Lori Townsend at the Dena'ina Convention Center here in Anchorage.